She's a very freaky girl.
People that might be a little weird, might be a little strange, and if you ever want to be on, you can hit us up in our DMs, slide into it, Radio Now AM Show, or call, and we can get you off the air and see what's going on with you. 833-563-2539. Let's go say good morning to Nick. Hey, Nick, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Doing good, man.
I just want to call into, like, the Freak Show Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of want to defend myself first by saying it's not like the most freaky thing I've heard on your show. So, you know, I just want to defend myself saying that it's gotten a little out of hand. You know, I get that. So just know that I'm not a real freak.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Never heard this before. So, okay. You're the first person to say that.
Yeah. So, like, I'm like a giant germaphobe. Okay. That's essentially it. You know, and I've been it my entire life.
Okay.
So, and I think I got it, you know, from, like, my mom. She was, like, obsessed by keeping everything clean and, like, staying free.
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up with, like, you know, they say, you remember, like, the plastic on all, like, nice furniture.
God,
you know,
okay.
So you wouldn't get it ruined and stuff.
Yeah, my grandma had that. My grandma had that. Yep, her couch is still around 30 years later.
So there you go. So, you know, there's obviously merit to it.
Right.
So I do all the same stuff to my furniture, obviously, because it works. You know, I have plastic on everything in my apartment, actually. Like, seriously, like everything.
That's got to be so uncomfortable.
Well, you know, you get used to it, you really do. And then you feel super clean, so it actually is like, you feel super comfortable because it's like, oh, germ-free, baby. So,
oh,
you know.
Germ-free, baby! Yeah, no, we're with you, man.
Yeah,
definitely.
You guys get it? My television, you know, toilet bowl, like the seat and everything. I even I recover my toothbrush in plastic every time I use it because I'm like, I'm scared of germs, man. And I saw like a YouTube video of how much bacteria is on a toothbrush.
But doesn't that
doesn't
that kind of keep the germs in there though? Like in the toothbrush, like wouldn't that keep them locked in and have them generate more?
I mean, I guess
I replace the plastic every time, dude.
That seems so excessive and kind of like a waste of money to me.
And I'm trying to imagine.
Time.
Imagine if he has someone over.
This is not the bizarre part. This is not the bizarre part.
Oh, it's not.
Oh, okay. We haven't gotten there yet.
No. That's pretty standard practice. I see a lot of germaphobe message boards and stuff like that. But anyways. So I actually cover my entire body, you know, besides my head, obviously, in plastic before I leave the house.
Oh, my gosh. That's extremely excessive.
Well, now hear me out. I mean, then I don't actually have to shower, too, which is a kind of a perk. So I save all water, saving the earth, because, you know, I'm just covered in plastic. So, like, no, you know.
Are you putting this over your clothes?
And no, I put my clothes on over the plastic.
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
People can't really tell.
Squish, squish,
okay.
Squish.
Yeah, does it make noise? I mean, that's like...
Okay, so that's really... Because actually, I find it very comfortable, very soothing. But people have started to, like, hear it. And that's an issue, obviously.
That's got to be so... weird. If I heard someone make noise every time they walk by, but they're just wearing regular clothes, I'd be like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, it's like a kind of a plastic crunch. I mean, I actually find it like a soothing, almost like sound machine to like my day. But like people are starting to be like, what the hell is that noise, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and,
I can see where people are coming
through. I thought it was
that.
Like an animal in the vent.
Oh
my gosh. My desk is right near like this air duct.
Uh-huh.
And so they thought like every time I come past this, you know, your cubicle or whatever, you know, it sounds like this like an animal to the vent. So they actually called like animal control, thinking like there was a small animal or like a bird or something in there.
Okay.
They've called and checked in like 5 different times. So I'm kind of wondering if you guys can help me, like how I don't get caught or something.
Take off the plastic.
No, because that's not going to happen. Because clearly this guy's a germaphobe. You know what you need?
Yeah.
You need a job where you can work it at home, just on your laptop, on a computer at home. You don't have to leave your house. That's like a dream for you, because then you'll never come in contact with germs. So there you go. That's your solution.
That honestly sounds like the most work to get something else. I think there's probably something easier. But anyways, because I really like my job. And unfortunately, they only have, you know, stay-at-home Fridays. So, you know, I got to go to work all the other days.
I'm just trying to imagine what happens if you have a guest over and they go to use your bathroom, don't realize there's plastic over it. They're going to use the bathroom all over themselves.
Oh, no. You know, all my friends know it's just about me, you know, so it's not an issue.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Nick, good luck with all of your adventures. Very, very bizarre.
I think we know what we're getting
very
you for Christmas.
I don't know if it's that bizarre.
It's bizarre.
All right.
We will go well.
All right, let's say goodbye to Nick right now.
Bye,
hey, thank
Nick.
You, Nick. Bye. Bye, Nick.
Very bizarre.
I bet you his phone's wrapped in plastic.
Yeah, no kidding. He's got a protective case. He's got it instead of an otter box. He's got like a glad box or something. All right. Well, Nick, thanks for calling in for Freak Show Friday.
That makes
no sense, but none of it usually does. If you want to be on Freak Show Friday, or if maybe you know somebody, you can share that story with us because we love talking about it. Hit us up in our DMs, Radio Now AM Show. Okay, Pork Chop has a game and he wants us to play, and he's saying it could get a little weird.
Yeah, it's gonna get weird.
Okay,
oh,
we'll figure out what the heck that is next here on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show.